Investing involves risks, including the risk of loss of your investment. Please consult with a financial professional before investing. Securities offered through Liberty Group, member FINRA, SIPC.
Good morning. The following program is being paid for by Liberty Group, LLC, and the views and opinions of the host do not necessarily reflect those of this station or its ownership. Oh, here he comes. This is Protect Your Assets with your host, as featured in Forbes magazine, David Hollander, President and CEO of the Liberty Group, LLC. Now, broadcasting live from the Protect Your Assets studios in downtown Oakland, here's Mr.
Sandman. Good morning, listeners, and welcome to Protect Your Assets. I'm David Hollander. It's so wonderful to be here this morning. We're live, and it's sunny outside, and there's so much great things to do in the Bay Area. But for those of you just joining me for the first time, I want to welcome you. People around here, you may wonder, why are they playing that song, The Sandman? Well, they just call me The Sandman around here. I mean, that's what they call me, because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions every single week. That's because I am an attorney and a financial advisor. And we are broadcasting live right now. I'm back in the studio here in the basement of downtown Oakland. It's such a wonderful town. So much going on here in the town in Oakland. So proud to be an Oaklander. But anyway, you should come over here and check it out. If you're not over in Outside Lands, I'll talk about that in a minute. But anyway, are you thinking about retiring anytime soon? Maybe you're hoping to go to Outside Lands tonight and never come back to reality. Wouldn't you love to have a happy retirement versus one that's filled with worry? And what about where this market is right now? Is this the best time to retire? Is this the best time to sell everything? I mean, now that turkey's all falling apart, we'll talk about that. But anyway, yeah, we'd all love to have a happy retirement and no worry. Of course we would. Well, here's what I've done today. I've put together for you a list of the five habits. These are things that folks we work with consistently do to create a happy and successful retirement. So you're going to learn from those who've got it right so you can avoid getting it wrong. That and a whole lot more is coming up here on Protect Your Assets. So you're going to want to keep it right here as we share these secrets with you. Now, let's get started. In 3 weeks, my dear listeners, 3 weeks, the countdown is starting today. We're going to be in the longest bull market in history. That's right. The longest bull market in history is only 3 weeks away. Think about this in terms of timing. I mean, I don't think things happen by accident, do you? And if you think back about 10 years ago, what was going on right now? Remember Lehman and that whole thing starting to unwind? And look at all the parallels to what's going on right now. We haven't really had a meaningful correction in a long, long, long time. And stocks are pretty much fully valued. I mean, what's next? What kind of news is really that great that's coming up next to really propel this market that much higher? You have to ask this question. Doesn't it feel like we're kind of rudderless right now? I mean, does anybody out there sail or drive a boat in the water? And you know when you lose your rudder, what happens? Your boat just kind of meanders along with the current. You can't do anything. I mean, this is what it kind of feels like a little bit right now. And the dollar right now, the dollar is key to this whole thing. And the dollar just keeps getting stronger because part of the policy is for our dollar to get weaker. Therefore, other countries around the world will buy more of our stuff. But if our dollar is more expensive, they can't afford that nice Camaro convertible. It just doesn't work. It's cheaper to buy a Benz in Germany. Anyway, this is what drives the world economy. It's all kind of simple stuff, but it's reality. And you have to sit back and you have to think about this, and what does it really mean? Now, China is reacting to what we're trying to do. We're trying to have China stop stealing our trade secrets. and we're putting tariffs on them to stop doing that. Well, what if they go ahead and do that? What's their next move? Well, they've got a guy who's in power for 50 years. They don't care. They don't have elections every 2 to 4 years. So they're saying, we'll just entice more companies to come to Shenzhen and produce technology there. We'll make it really attractive for them. And then they don't care about stealing our stuff. A lot of fascinating things happening right now. And as you sit there and think about the future, I just want to remind you and have you start thinking about, in fact, we're going to have like a little ticking clock because the clock is ticking right now in my mind. And 3 weeks is not that far away. And then we're going to be in the longest bull market in history ever. And look at that sand time thing going on right now. It's ticking down. And that's what's going on. So you have to think about all this. And you have to think about your portfolio. Another signal that I like to watch is inflation. And this week we saw inflation coming back. Now, the 12-month, I look at it a little longer term than day-to-day. Sorry, that's just the way I am. And the 12-month read on inflation rose 2.5% for the year over year. So inflation is coming up. Again, not so alarming yet, but it is rising. And this is a signal. We also talk a lot about the 10-year treasury against the 2-year. This is still a problem. And that brings me to another interesting part of what's going on in the world and the markets. Tesla. You probably all have heard about the tweet from Elon Musk. I mean, what's the guy thinking? It's the first time that anyone who was a CEO did something like this, tweeted that the price of the stock, he said he's considering going private, taking the company private, and he has funding for $420 a share. Now, I immediately thought to myself, hey, the stock's trading around $350, $360. What the heck's he going out there publicly saying it's gonna be $420? I mean, anybody would think, oh, we'll go ahead and buy it, we're going to go ahead and make some more money, right? I mean, that's speculation. And that could be manipulation. Of course, the SEC is looking into this now, and they should be, because this was unprecedented. He did it during trading day, during the trading hours. Most people do this before or after the market, so you don't affect the price of the stock directly. Also, usually the board of directors or the company makes the announcement, not the CEO in a tweet. So this is brand new stuff. This is brand new territory. I find this fascinating. And so now they're going to look in to see if he was actually trying to manipulate the stock. They're going to prove his intent. That's going to be tough. And then you've also got, if they can show that he's really got the money, he's going to have to show a binding commitment. Someone ready to write a check. Well, I'm sure the Saudis will just write a letter. And there that goes. But anyway, fascinating times, I think. I think it's super interesting. And you got to think about all this. Now, the other thing I'm paying attention to this year is this is a big year for stock buybacks. Get this, in 2018, $1 trillion is estimated to be spent, $1 trillion on stock buybacks. Now, we know Apple's been doing a lot of that, and Apple is a big part of the S&P 500. It's also had a nice rise this year. We know it's over $1 trillion net worth now. But they've been buying, just so you know, they've been buying 5% of their shares since 2013. This is something that's not new for them, something they've been doing. But don't believe everything you hear, because corporations have also been issuing more shares to employees and particularly management. So overall, when you look at it, it's not really that big of a deal. But still, it's happening, and that is important. But will it actually really affect the market overall? Yeah, I don't think so. What really drives this market, you got to remember, it's going to be the dollar, and it's also going to be earnings and GDP. If we can keep those two things moving in positive directions, and I mean meaningful positive directions, that's going to help the market go higher. And if the Fed doesn't mess it all up, which is, again, now this week came up as a big issue yesterday with Turkey. That's why I got to think about Turkey, and that's where this gets much bigger in terms of what I'm worried about at night, which I'm going to just call the debt crisis. And this is so fascinating once again, because you can tie this into every major economy in the world, including our own, is that when countries get into debt and massive amounts of debt and they can't pay that debt off, or it becomes worrisome that they will, markets react. And yesterday was no difference from that. You had Turkey in trouble. You have Trump doubling down on tariffs on them. You've got a president over there Erdogan is his name. He keeps refusing to do what's necessary to help that economy. So investors in Turkey got worried and they started selling stuff off. Dollar got super strong against these emerging market currencies. And the question which starts to come into people's mind, is this a contagion? Is this something that's going to spread around the world and create more problems as this debt has to be repaid? And that, my friends, is really the biggest question. And no one knows an answer to that right now. So what do you do? What do you do? Well, there's a couple things you can do. Going forward, I encourage you to take a look at your portfolio. Have you had some gains in there? Maybe it's time to take some profits. Put it into some safe things, like cash, like really short-term treasuries, like TIPS. No, I didn't say that other word. I said TIPS. You know what TIPS are? Treasury, inflation, protected securities. That's not a bad word. TIPS. Now, here's how they cover you. If the economy stays strong and employment stays strong, well, you'll get inflation like I've been talking about earlier, and that'll help TIPS. What if we have tariffs go through the roof and China gets all excited and we have some problems in Turkey? By the way, Turkey is very similar to Greece. Well, this will raise consumer prices. And then we may be in a situation where rates stay level and inflation could rise. And then real rates will fall because they want to keep the market strong. That's going to be good for TIPS. So
yeah, baby.
So might be a good time to trim some of those equities, some of those gains, and button down a little bit. Week ahead next week, we're going to see retail sales coming out, industrial production, and consumer sentiment. And that, my friends, is what could help a little bit, but I'm just not so sure. When we come back, there are certain habits that happy and successful retirees tend to adopt during the years after they work. Find out what they are to boost your chances of having a happy and fulfilling retirement. This is all coming up next, so you want to keep it right here. You're listening to The Sandman on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Follow David on Twitter and tweet him a question. Just go to @PYARadio. That's @PYARADIO. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.
Ooh, I'm a rebel just for kicks. I've been feeling it since 1966.
Welcome back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. Do you ask yourself if you have a healthy retirement income strategy? It's not uncommon. Find out how David and his team could create income during retirement that will last your lifetime by calling the Liberty Group today at 888-588-5818. Or just sit back and enjoy more of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman around here. And you're listening to Protect Your Assets, the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We're playing a little Portugal there because Outside Lands is in town. And I was there last night. It's super great time. They've really got it together now. And a lot of great bands. Today's going to be a great day. Tomorrow night, you got Janet Jackson coming back. And she is an amazing performer if you've never seen her live. She's incredible. And talk about being over 50 and still having it. She does. So anyway, get out there and check it out, and hope to see you out there. We got a caller. I got Matt down in San Jose calling in this morning. Good morning, Matt. How are you?
Great, David. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thanks for calling. So what can I do for you, my friend?
I wanted to get your opinion on volatility. It seems, I don't know if it's just me, but this year seems like it's been crazy up and down every other day. How often should I be looking at my portfolio, or is this something I should be concerned about right now?
That's a great question. Really great question. And particularly because it's felt like, and that's what I was saying earlier, it feels like just the kind of rudderless year where it just kind of slides along. And then we had this nice little pop in July. But basically, other than that, you know, what's really happening? You got a lot of great news out there with the tax reform, and you got consumers excited, and you got corporate earnings up 20%+. It just seems like it should be really taken off, but it's just not. And so the market has kind of moved up and down, and there's been volatility. You're absolutely right. So what should you do? How old are you?
I'm only 30.
That's okay. So you're 30 and you're working, contributing to 401k?
Yeah.
Good. All right. Are you doing any other kind of investing? Do you own real estate?
I just bought my first house.
Good for you. All right. So first time home buyer. Did you secure that loan? Did you fix it in there with a nice long fixed rate?
I did. I went for a 30-year fix. Got a good rate.
Smart man. Good. You have a good job, I assume?
Yeah.
Good. Not going anywhere. You're not leaving anytime soon. You're not going to be fired or anything like that.
No, comfortable in my position, doing well.
Good. Very good to hear. Okay. Well, you're doing the right things. You're buying real estate, so you're not paying rent. You're paying down your debt, which is great. You have a 401k you're contributing to. And volatility is a question. But if you're not doing any sort of short-term investing, let's just say you're investing for the long time, you know, yeah, I mean, you should just keep investing into what you're doing and hopefully have a diversified portfolio as part of a whole plan, and you're just investing away and socking it away. And that's a good idea. You're going to be buying the market at highs and lows. And over time, statistics have shown that that works in your favor. Now, of course, it could be painful. I mean, what's right around the corner? No one knows. And this is kind of the magic bullet, right? Is this the time to sell everything and just wait for the market to correct? And then jump back in there at the bottom. That's tough to do, right? It's almost impossible
right.
to do. But there's some signs, and that's what I was talking about a little bit earlier. Maybe there's some things you've made some money in right now in your portfolio are worth taking a look at. That would be worthwhile to sit down with one of our people and have a look at what you're doing and see if there might be some chips on the table, so to speak. It's time to move them from one place to another, if you know what I mean.
Sure.
All right. Well, just call that 866 Protect line, and we'll get you all set up. All right, Matt.
Awesome. Thanks, David.
Appreciate the call. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
All right. So good question. And depending on your age, obviously, this has a major impact on what you do. So this morning, coincidentally, we're talking about having a happy retirement and some of the habits that those who are retired and enjoying it have incorporated into their daily lives to remain with a smile on their face, no matter what's going on in the economy. So I got to ask you the question, are you thinking about retiring? Maybe you're thinking about retiring really soon. Well, of course you want to have a happy retirement versus one where you're worrying about the gyrations of the market. And as you can see, it doesn't matter whether you're 30 or 40 or 50 or 80, you think about this stuff. You think about the market and how it bounces around. So there are five habits I want to share with you this morning that my successful retirees have used. And first thing is they think about this. Life is just too short not to be happy. When it comes to your retirement, you want to adopt certain habits that will increase your chances of living a full and happy and successful retirement. So, of course, there's no guarantees that your retirement will be a great one, but there are habits that I've seen people incorporate after they stop working that really make it great for them. And I want to talk about one fellow that's in my mind right now, one of the most successful retirees I know, is in his mid-50s. This is a young guy. And he always had a passion for cars. And when I met him, he was driving around this old Honda Pilot. Never forget it. And he came to me and he said, man, I goes, I've always wanted to own a McLaren. And he had done pretty well at that point in his life. And I said, hey, go down and buy one tomorrow. And he said, what? How do you do that? Well, that's where it all started. He did. He bought a black McLaren. And then he found out about becoming, get this, an auto dealer. And now he's able to go to auctions and trade exotic cars all over the country. I mean, this guy's got a Cobra, he's got a GT, he's got race car. I mean, you name it, all kinds of nice cars. And now he's got it where he's buying cars, selling them, and making money on it, and he gets to drive them. So you talk about sparking a passion. This guy is just on fire right now, and he's having a great time doing it. He's actually making some money doing it. And he set it up in the proper way with our CPA, talked to them, and got it all done. So it's looking great. So this was great. And then he got a whole new group of friends, too, through this whole hobby that have the same passion that he does for cars. And they're enjoying themselves all over the country, going to Indy and all kinds of stuff. So you see, you need to learn new things or pursue your passion when you enter retirement. That's one secret that just has changed a lot of people's lives. Now, these could be things that you always wanted to do. Or maybe when you were younger, you did, but once you started working, you gave it up. And maybe it'd be time to go back to it. And maybe you forgot. And maybe you're not as fortunate as this young man was. But hey, there's classes at the community colleges, at high schools. You can go take these classes and you can start reinvigorating these habits or hobbies. And this will help you live a much better retirement. Another one of the most important habits is spending time with your friends and your family. And this is why we humans, at our core, we're social creatures. I mean, we love to go to events like Outside Lands last night and see all these people running around. Even though there's some different types of people, it's just kind of fun to watch them, right? And when you get into an environment where you're all enjoying the same type of music and you're hanging out together, you're all having a great time, even though you don't even know this person to your right or your left or behind or in front or who's bumping you with a backpack. Don't you love that? I hate people who put on these big packbacks full of stuff and then they keep whacking you when they're turning around on the airplane or at a con. It's just like, man, can you please take that backpack off and put it at your feet? It's just rude. Anyway, I just have fun here. I mean, that's what we're doing today. Aren't we having some fun? So try to find ways to be with your friends and your kids and your grandkids. Because I know they're really busy, but you need them. And you know what? They need you, whether they realize it or not. So make sure you put yourself in their lives, okay? As part of your retirement and plan for that and do it. And the other thing I can tell you is you got to create a routine or a schedule. This really helps. And so a lot of my clients, we talk about pulling out their iPhone and on their calendar there, we start time blocking and doing different things. And we make them. We say, hey, every week, check in. Did you do that? Sure, we did. And this is a way that you get a routine going. And that really can help you, particularly when you retire, because a lot of people become sedentary. And I'll tell you what, I've seen this now hundreds and hundreds of times. The more sedentary you become, the quicker you're going to die. Hate to say it, but it is the truth. So get active, enjoy life, get out there, and do some fun things. Now, you may have been contemplating retirement, and maybe you used to love your job, but now you've had enough. And I got to ask you a question. Are you one bad Monday away from saying enough is enough? I don't need this anymore. I'm retiring. We've had those calls. And I get it. Because we've all had jobs like that. But there's the thing. The people that have the best retirement aren't making a knee-jerk reaction to that emotion. You don't want to make a mistake of retiring too soon. Think about that. Unfortunately, a lot of people spend more time planning a vacation than they do planning for their retirement. And the last thing you want to do is look back with regret and think, man, I retired a little too early, especially when it comes to making absolutely sure you have adequate health care coverage. Highly successful retirees all have a game plan for retirement. They have proper guidance before making this adjustment for one of the largest financial decisions of their lives. And the key here is to work with a retirement dream team that specializes in helping people retire. Not the run-of-the-mill advisors who help people of all ages sit there at the desk and they all walk in from 10 to 50 or 80. No, you need to have a team that focuses fully on helping people transition into retirement and who looks at all the bases, because retirement is a whole different ballgame. It's its own specialty. It's like walking out and playing baseball against the Giants. You wouldn't do that. You'd be a fool if you did. So that's why it makes a lot of sense to meet with our team here at the Liberty Group, who looks at these sorts of decisions every day. In our office, we have a CPA. We have 3 estate planning attorneys. And we have 15 financial advisors who work as a group to help you set that retirement date. We can help you understand what challenges and taxes you're going to face before you face them. And this is all in our Protect Your Assets Life Plan. And in our plan, you're going to learn what steps you need to take right now to prepare for retirement. Call this number, 888-588-5818. You can find out exactly what you need to start doing today. Don't wait till tomorrow. Do it today. Call this number, 888-588-5818. If you've saved at least $250,000 in a 401k, IRA, brokerage, maybe even you've got it in cash in the mattress, add it all up. As long as you're over $250,000, then pick up the phone right now. And for the first 10 callers this morning, you're going to get your very own custom Protect Your Assets Life Plan created just for you at no charge. Call this number, 888-588-5818. I'll give it to you one more time. 888-588-5818. Call them right now. Coming up on Protect Your Assets, what's the most important money habit that happy and successful retirees adopt? I'll tell you. It's all coming up next. So keep it right here. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Show on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. We'll be right back.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 888-588-5818. We are live and we are local. 888-588-5818.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. The Sandman and his team are dedicated to tailoring an income strategy to protect your assets and create income you can never outlive. Call right now for your no-obligation lifetime retirement plan at 888-588-5818.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I don't care who you are. If you don't shake something going on with that music, there's something wrong with you. You can see her tomorrow night. She'll be at Outside Lands here in San Francisco, and it'll be a great show. I'll be there. Hope to see you. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman, and you're listening to Protect Your Assets this morning on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. Today, we're talking about the 5 most important tips for a successful retirement, and I can tell you, one of them's dancing. Learn from those who get it right so you can avoid getting it wrong. Now, if you're married, listen up, fellas. There's one very important habit that happy and successful retirees adopt. And you want to do this one. Write it down, folks. Here we go. If you have a spouse or a partner, then I want you to talk about your dreams. Here's the quote. Together. Okay. Together. Put together around that. Circle it a few times. You know who I'm talking to right now. All right. Together. You need to sit down and talk about it. Now, if you have trouble doing that, maybe you go out to dinner or you go to the concert tomorrow night or today. You can go today. And you can talk about it when you're sitting there watching people walk around and there's a break. Okay. But you got to talk together. Now, here's what I recommend. I want you to write them down. Write down your dreams and what you want to do. Then here's what you do. You mark each one together as a, and be honest with each other. This is a must-have, honey. I really want that McLaren. It's a must-have. Or it's a want. I'd like it, but, you know, just a want. or it's a wish. Mark each one. It's a must have, it's a want, or it's a wish. And then here's the big one. You got to be ready to compromise. And this goes out to everyone. You got to compromise. Compromise is the secret to a happy marriage, right? Of course it is. So do that. More importantly, I want you to find a way where you can have a good time and a good conversation about this. Don't make it all heavy and hard. It doesn't have to be that way. So create the atmosphere, whether it's you gals or you, mister. Create the atmosphere first. Atmosphere has a lot to do with it. Now, I find that couples want to do things, but they just don't know what's the best way to pay for it. This is the next one. So you have this great idea and I want to do it, but how do I actually pay for that? And that's an area that we work with our clients on. And anyone out there who is thinking about getting a financial advisor, a good financial advisor should work with you on creating the cash flow to pay for what you're trying to accomplish. I'll give you an example. Let's say that as part of this wish list, your desire in retirement is to go to the Bahamas next February, which, by the way, is the best time, because you want to go shark diving. You saw last 2 weeks ago on, don't you love the Shark Week, Discovery Week? I tell you, I get fascinated by it. I just sit there and watch it. My wife says, Shark Week again? That's about compromise, right? Okay, honey, let's go do something. But you can still tape it, stream it on your phone. Anyway, you saw that adventure, right? Where the fellow went down to Nassau and he got dumped in with a bunch of people and they dropped down this chum bucket and all the sharks swam in there and tore that bucket up and these people were right there in the face of it. Didn't that look exciting? A lot of people say, I don't want to do that. Shaq went down there and got in this 9-foot cage and you saw that one. But you could do that in your retirement if you wanted to, but how do you pay for that? Good question. Well, as part of the plan that we do for our clients and that your person should do for you is you budget. Well, if you're going to go in February, then in January, I want a certain amount of money, in this case, $7,000 to hit my bank account. So then I can pay that plane ticket I put on my credit card and pay for that hotel, the Atlantis Resort. Beautiful. And go have dinner at Curly's and get some good conch salad. You ever had conch salad? It's delicious. Anyway, that's how you do it. So you don't have to worry about the money. That's what your financial person's for. One of the best ways to make sure you and your spouse are on the same page is to spend a bit of time with an independent advisor who specializes in retirement planning. The biggest financial question you both are going to have to answer as you think about this is, how do you turn your 401k and your IRAs into paychecks? Or into money in January. In a few minutes, I'm going to let you know how you can get some help if you want it. Again, if you want it. But another idea is to diversify your income sources. What do I mean by that? Well, true diversification of your money has to include much more than just stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. That's because if you're heavily invested in a mutual fund, you're effectively betting that the market's going to keep going up forever. And right now, as we're 3 weeks away from the longest bull market in U.S. history, do you really think that's going to continue forever? Bueller? No! In fact, according to a recent article in Forbes, they did a survey that showed that 69% of investors no longer believe a conventional stock and bond portfolio is enough to generate adequate returns and preserve your capital. The buy, hope, and pray approach to investing is not as successful as buy, hold, and plan. It's perfectly reasonable to invest for the mid to long term, but that doesn't mean you should just ignore your needs now. Highly successful retirees create a habit of reviewing, tweaking, and modifying their approach on a timely basis. And this is key. They ask for outside help to keep their plan on the right track because they don't do this for a living. The job of a true wealth advisor who specializes in retirement planning will create a diversified income plan that provides you with sustainable, everlasting income in retirement. And a diversified plan, in my book, transcends well beyond stocks and bonds because you can't afford to have your hopes and dreams pinned to the uncertainty of the markets because you don't want market performance to dictate if and when you go to Nassau next year. So I want to ask you a question, and I want you to think about this. Are you open-minded? Maybe you're listening to me right now, and you feel pretty good about your current investment plan. Because let's face it, Turkey just happened yesterday, and it wasn't that big a deal, right? But has something really bad happened yet? No, it hasn't happened yet. Remember what Jack Welch said. This is the guy who chairman GE and made an amazing company. When he left, he saw what happened. He said this, and this is so important. Change before you have to. Change before you have to. Why are you waiting until something bad happens to make a smart move? Waiting until something bad happens is the worst thing you can do. It's like putting the seatbelt on after you had an auto accident. It's not going to help you afterwards. Put it on before you put the car in gear. If you're worried about running out of money in retirement and have no plan to make sure you don't, then you're effectively driving around right now without a seatbelt. You need to get in front of this right now before the market corrects and takes gains away that you could be spending on your life. Because if you don't do this, this very well could derail your retirement plans. And I know you're listening to me right now, and this is your sign. Something inside you is bothering you. I get it. And your peace of mind is too important to be sitting there wondering if your current plan's on the right track, wondering if you have enough to end up financially secure, to travel and do all the things you've always wanted to do. We can show you, we can help you see if you're on the right track. In our office, we have a CPA. We have three estate planning attorneys and a group of financial advisors who all work around the same table. They work as a team to help you understand what kind of future you're looking at. So don't wait until it's too late. Don't wait until the market corrects majorly. We can help you achieve your goals with our Protect Your Assets Life Plan. In this plan, you're going to learn what steps you can take right now to reduce your risk before you get hit. 888-588-5818 is the number. Get your questions answered right now. I know you have them. Call this number. 888-588-5818. If you've saved at least $250,000 in a 401k, IRA, brokerage account, even cash at the bank, add it all up. As long as you're over $250,000 in savings and you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you can have your own Protect Your Assets Life Plan created just for you for absolutely no cost. But call now. Call this number, 888-588-5818. Don't run out of money in retirement. Don't change your plans. Enjoy all the things you always wanted to do. Call this number, 888-588-5818. It's time for a quick break, but when I come back, I'm going to talk about the most important money habit that happy and successful retirees adopt. It's coming up next on Protect Your Assets. Keep it right here.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 888-588-5818. We are live and we are local. 888-588-5818.
Maybe she's right, 'cause I don't wanna feel like I'm not me. And to be honest, I don't even know why I let myself get down in the first place.
Welcome back to Protect protect your assets with David Hollander. The Sandman and his team are dedicated to tailoring an income strategy to protect your assets and create income you can never outlive. Call right now for your no-obligation lifetime retirement plan at 888-588-5818.
Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, and you're listening to Protect Your Assets on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. And we've been playing some music this morning for you that you can go out and see live today and tomorrow at Outlands in San Francisco, Golden Gate Park. Don't drive. Take public transportation and get yourself over there. But it's a lot of fun. Things will pick up again today around noon, go through about 10 tonight, and then tomorrow. Same schedule, ending a little earlier, around 9:30. But there's some really great bands, and there's some bands you probably never even heard of that have some great songs. And so I'm sure you're going to have a great time. The food, by the way, is really good. I love lobster rolls. I mean, I can tell you, I'm a lobster roll guy, and they have the best, well, one of the best. I've had some good lobster rolls. But that's a good one out there, and it's over by the Sutro stage, but you can get yourself a lobster roll, and I'm telling you what, it is good. So go enjoy that. Listen, if you want to get your retirement on track, particularly with this new tax reform bill we've had, you're living in a new Trump administration with a lot of changes. And so we do a workshop that's all about surviving and living in the Trump era. And it's a great workshop. You can come down and get a lot of tips and tax ideas and so forth. And so we're doing them again. They start September 6th. I'll be doing that one. It'll be in Mountain View at Don Giovanni's, which is a great restaurant in their private room over there. It'll be at 6:30 p.m. on September 6th. Have a lot of seats open right now. If you want to come to that, go to our website. It's libertygroupllc.com. LibertyGroupLLC.com. By the way, that site's going to be changing in the near future here, and it's going to be really cool, but it's still pretty cool. But go check it out, LibertyGroupLLC.com. Click on the workshops tab, and you can click the little blue register button and sign up right there. Put your name in. You want to add a guest or a friend? Go ahead and do that right now, and you can learn how to retire in Trump's America, because there are some changes that have occurred. For sure. Want to wish a happy birthday to Amy Walsh. Happy birthday, Amy, and Dale Thompson. Hope you guys have a great birthday week. And do something fun, all right, Amy? Do it. Tell them I said it was okay. All right, let's move on. We've been talking this morning about the five successful habits that my happy retirees seem to follow. And you've tuned in today to likely the most important show this weekend when it comes to your retirement and financial life. Why? Other shows are busy pitching you, say, the annuity or some investment product of the week. I've heard a lot of good ones. It's one, I don't want to get into it, but there's one group that just says, this is it. Just buy this one thing and it's all about it and it saves your life. It doesn't work that way. We want to explore the most important financial and retirement-related questions that you want answered. So I really enjoy interacting with you. Appreciate your social media questions. Appreciate you coming out to workshops and letting us know what you want to hear about. Today's show, by the way, is no exception. And today we've been helping you figure out what the happy retirees are doing right now to do more what they've always wanted to do as part of their retirement so they don't outlive their money. And one of the most important financial decisions you have to think about when it comes to retirement is Social Security. And you have to learn how to maximize your Social Security benefit before you retire. Because these benefits are really meaningful and they can add up to literally millions of dollars. That's right, millions of dollars if you do it right. And they can make a big difference in your retirement by several hundred thousand dollars if you just make some different adjustments. And that sort of money can really make a difference when it comes to planning your trips every year or planning on spending more time with your grandchildren. But here's the thing. The first thing you have to know about optimizing your Social Security isn't as simple as a one-size-fits-all answer. I hear people all the time, they come up to me or they call and they say, hey, I'm going to just delay my Social Security, or I'm going to file a joint application. Is that the right way to do it? No. What highly successful retirees do is they factor in all their sources of income. Here's what I'm talking about. You got to look at your taxable income that's coming in and your non-taxable income that's coming in. You have to look at the effect of all your investments, including your real estate. How does that affect your Social Security? It all is related. And then you have to actually really consider your health history. And what does the person working with you have experience around that? I've been doing this for over 20-something years now. It's just getting longer. But anyway, I think it's almost 25 now. But the reality is, I've had a lot of experience when it comes to dealing with people who are sick. And you have to know what that means when it comes to your retirement. So I just want to tell you this morning, do your homework when it comes to Social Security, because just going down there and talking to them and thinking they're responsible for helping you figure it out, no, they just administer the program. They don't counsel you or help you. In fact, I've talked to a lot of people who've been down there and they get the wrong information. So ask yourself this question: when you retire, what is your retirement actually going to really look like? Are you going to retire on your own terms and be demanding your Social Security the way it should come to you and maximizing, getting every dollar out of it because you paid into that and you paid taxes on it? And you've got to squeeze all those benefits out or they're not going to come. It's just that simple. Are you going to be struggling? Hopes and dreams will only take you so far, but to retire successfully today in this complicated world, you need a retirement game plan that is updated and tracked. So I'm going to make it easy for you this morning to get started right now with my customized Protect Your Assets Life Plan. Here's how you do it. You got to pick up the phone right now and call this number, 888-588-5818. Again, the number is 888-588-5818. By getting this plan, you now will know. There won't be any more questions in your minds. There's no more unknowns, and there's no more sleepless nights. By the way, I'm the Sandman. Help you sleep well at night. Pick up the phone. Call this number, 888-588-5818. No one's going to help you with this. You got to help yourself. 888-588-5818. I'd like to give a big thanks to the Protect Your Assets team for getting together another great show today, because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. Thanks again, everybody. You've been listening to Protect Your Assets show on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. I'm David Hollander, the Sandman. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
The Protect Your Assets team is standing by. If you're one of the first 10 callers right now, you will receive your very own complimentary analysis. The number to call is 888-588-5818. We are live and we are local. 888-588-5818.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Making the cutest that I've ever seen.
We hope you enjoyed the show, and more importantly, we hope you learned something valuable. We'll be back next week at the same time, same place.
All calls have been screened. Callers should not expect their conversations with David Hollander on the radio or with staff to be held in confidence, and that legal information provided on the air is not intended to be a substitute for callers hiring their own lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Callers should not provide their full names while on the air. The views expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect the views of the station. Proper advice depends on complete analysis of all the facts and circumstances.
The information given on this program is in the nature of general financial comment and cannot be relied upon as pertaining to your specific financial situation. California Life Agent, number 0B48569.
Listeners should consult their own financial advisor or conduct their own due diligence before making any financial decisions.